Wyleen McDonald serves on the advisory board of the CARE Project, a Wilmington-based organization that was created to support deaf and hard-of-hearing children and their families. Wyleen is a nurse and has two grandchildren who are hard of hearing. She's been involved with the CARE Project since the beginning when audiologist Dr. Johnny Sexton created the organization. Here, Wyleen talks about the CARE Project's mission and the gala this weekend at Union Station.
The purpose of the CARE Project is to provide emotional support for families with children who are deaf and hard of hearing. We do this through retreats. They may be day-long retreats or they may be weekend retreats. And the services that are offered to these children are life-changing. I have seen it with my own eyes. You may go to those retreats and you walk away, the children, the parents, the families, but also all of us who are there as mentor families, as counselors, to just be there if we do nothing but sweep the kitchen floor after the food has been consumed. It is life-changing for all of us. Anytime you're different, I think you need support, whether it's the loss of hearing, vision, a limb. The main thing you need to know is that there is a field of trained professionals, resources available for you and your family, because you're not just like everyone else. And I have to say, at the end of the day, the families support one another.
And they get to meet others who are just like them.
That's exactly the main point, is when you look at the parents' faces when they come in, they feel so isolated. They feel so lonely. They feel like there's nobody that understands what they are going through. And it could be nothing further from the truth. And we help connect those families, who then in turn become counselors, who come to give back and to connect all of the families that have this incredible journey.
And there's a big fundraising gala this weekend.
Yes, we are very excited to have our sixth annual fundraiser for the CARE Project this Saturday night. We have an exciting evening planned for Saturday. Everything is donated. We have restaurants, six or seven local restaurants, and they are gourmet restaurants in this town that kindly donate their food. We call this the film festival. And when we say the film festival, no one's going to be held captive and be made to watch a long film. But you have the opportunity to go look at some of the footage that we have filmed at some of these retreats. Bibas is playing. And if you've ever heard Bibas, you know that that's a fun evening. And we have lots of donations that are available for silent and live auction. One of the things that you will see is that unlike a lot of the fundraisers that I have attended and been part of, you will see children at these. They are very well behaved. They are not there for the whole evening. They tend to go in the rooms and dance the night away, but you get to see where your money goes.
That was Wyleen McDonald from the CARE Project Advisory Board. The sixth annual gala is this Saturday, September 24th. The red carpet rolls out at 6 o'clock at Union Station downtown. Hear more from Wyleen about the CARE Project retreats, plus more information about the gala at whqr.org.